Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again welcome those back here at 92.3 FM. Also, we welcome those joining us here online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have two great guests that are coming up for you this half hour. I want to thank our first guest this hour, also author Mar Preston, for stopping by and talking with us about her new book. But this half hour, we're going to be speaking with Victoria Lowe. She's the author of the book, 10 Spiritual Principles of Successful Women. We're going to talk about her own journey, how she was able to get to the place where she was able to realize her own purpose, and now she's helping other women, especially, to walk in their purpose as well, and what she hopes you're able to take away from her book. At 46 minutes past the hour, we're going to be checking in with recording artist Envious. She'll be talking to us not only about her musical journey, but also debuting new music here on our program as well. Again, a great half hour coming up. Glad you all could join us for the program. As I said, though, we have Victoria Lowe starting off this segment with us. Victoria, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, how are you?
Doing really well. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. I had a chance to listen to some of your shows, and you're doing a great job, so I'm looking forward to being here.
Well, I appreciate that, Victoria. We're going to be talking about your book here, 10 Spiritual Principles of Successful Women, here in a moment. But you and I got a chance to talk a little bit before we went on here. And one thing that I think is important for our listeners to know before they see the end is to know how we got here. So let's talk about you a little bit before we get into the book. When did you first realize your own purpose? Because I think that's a big part of your message, especially when you're speaking to women now. When did you realize that your life had a purpose?
Well, I think I'm a believer that your purpose starts when you're a kid. It's a development process. And for me, I started noticing when I was a teenager that I grew up in an entrepreneurial family. And so I knew there was an entrepreneurial spirit inside of me. So now it's to determine what do you do with it? What type of business do you go into? And so as I started my professional journey, I ended up going into human resources. And so I really knew there was a passion inside of me to put people to work, to see families be able to, be progressive and look after each other and, just grow financially and then let that trickle down into raising great kids and having a great lifestyle. So it was putting people to work. That became a passion.
It's interesting you said that you grew up in a family of entrepreneurs. Did that add any pressure to you to succeed, do you feel like?
I think when your parents are people of success and significance, I think that does add a little pressure. I don't look at it as pressure. I just look at it, as we were brought up, your family, they expect you to do better than they did. Each generation needs to be a leg up, as my mother and father said to me. So it really wasn't pressure, but it certainly was motivation, to get out there, make it happen. They gave me a great start, a lot of love, a lot of encouragement. And that just really, I wanted to succeed. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to make a difference in life. And my mother often talked about being great, not necessarily success, but find your greatness in life. And so that became really important to me.
Yeah. So then was it an odd thing for you then, Victoria, to meet men and women who did not have that passion, did not have that drive that you had, and did not have that intention in their mind that they could do better and want better for themselves?
Oh, I don't think I was surprised. I think, when you're growing up and you're a young adult, you meet a lot of different people, and we all have our story. We all have our testimony. We all have the events in our life, experiences that shape us, and so we all have things that happen. So I met a lot of people that didn't have that, and so absolutely they got off to a different start, but it isn't about the start. It's where you finish. And so I try to teach people that's one of the nuggets, of significance. It isn't where you start, it's where you finish. So you can do and be whatever you want to be. If you put your mind to it and you're determined, you're going to get there. And one of the principles I talk about, how many no's are you prepared to take? So I tell people it doesn't matter if you didn't start it. If you really want it, you go after it and you take all the no's you have to take to get where you want to go. So I run into all kind of people, and I've had a lot of ups and downs myself. And, you're going to get knocked down, but get back up.
Right, right. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the ups and the downs. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Victoria Lowe. She's, among other things, an author of the book, 10 Spiritual Principles of Successful Women, the subtitle of the book, Discovering Your Purpose, Vision, and Blessing. Victoria, you know, we all deal with challenges. We all have obstacles. And I think as I talk to people on this program, I know that we all deal with them differently. When you are faced with, when things don't go the way that you plan, when life happens to you, what has kept you from giving up? Because for some people, you know, they can be on a trajectory where things seem great, and then something blindsides them and it cripples them. What keeps you going when so many people do stop and fall back?
Well, I mean, we all go there. You know, I succeeded in raising up a $250 million company and then got into a huge lawsuit against a $17 billion company and lost the company. So we all have that. But you have to be – there's a couple of things you have to do that I live by. Number one, you've got to let go of the past. You can't change what happened yesterday or 10 minutes ago. Let go of the hurt. Let go of the disappointment. And you got to focus forward is what I call it. That's one of the principles I teach, focus forward. You got to look to where you can make a difference, and that's in the future. The future you can change. And so once you let go of the past, stop looking in that rearview mirror, nothing that you can change, learn from that, you know, and then look forward. And then you've got to have determination. You got to believe that you can win. And by faith, you're not going to accept anything but that. So really, it's a mindset. You have to have a mindset of success and significance that you're not going to lose. One of the things I tell people and how I encourage myself is sometimes you got to look at the downside. If you quit and give up, then what's going to happen to you? And once you kind of see, well, I can't win if I quit. There's no way to win if I quit. But if I stay on the field, if I keep trying to catch this ball, sooner or later, I'm going to catch a couple of balls. And so you really have to, from a mental standpoint, you know, get yourself focused forward. So deal with your emotions of the past, let it go, and then focus forward. And then success is going to find you if you just keep staying on the field and continuing to work hard and work hard. You're going to win.
Yeah. You talk about, of course, building your own company and then, of course, having that loss. And then I reflect back on the title of your book, 10 Spiritual Principles of Successful Women. Of course, that spirituality, I think, comes to play for a lot of people as they're going through their journey in life. How do you feel as though, Victoria, your faith helped you through that? Because, again, that's another one of those devastating things that not everybody can, you know, have at this particular point in their life, can have that rebound. Some people that would, again, you know, would completely cripple them. Do you think your faith helped you to not focus so much on what was lost, but what could be gained along the way?
Well, Cyrus, I think everything I just said in that last question, it really comes first from the foundation. You know, that faith you're talking about comes through your foundation, your belief system. You know, being saved, you know that Jesus came to save you, you've got victory. That's your foundation. And when you have a foundation, you can rebuild the structure over and over if you have to. And so that faith that you're talking about, that's the foundation. That's part of that foundation that you can build on. Faith teaches us to believe in the things that, you know, you can't see, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So that faith is what keeps you going because you know it's possible. And that's, again, that mindset that I talked about. But for me, I had to have faith. I have to know. And still today, things happen all the time. You know, you're going to get distractions. You're going to get knocked down. You're going to have people come against you. You're going to have things that just go wrong. You've got to have a faith belief system that tells you no matter what goes wrong, I'm still going forward. I'm still going to keep trying. Yes, things are going to happen. And you just can't quit. You just got to keep going and keep going and keep going. And I think you just, you know, you also have to enjoy life. When you think about your life, it's really about the journey. So are you going to allow the journey to just be you getting knocked down and stay down there the whole journey? Are you going to get back up, you know, and bring some laughter and joy and fun in your life, hang out with silly people, surround yourself by great people? There's another one of the principles I talk about is connection. You know, the type of people that you hang around. If you hang around naysayers all the time, they're always negative, you can't do this, you know, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't try that. Nobody's ever done that before. You know, I'm one of those people, I like doing what people say you can't do or no one's ever done before. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like a, you know, a challenge to me. You know, let me see if I can do this. They said I couldn't do this. But you, you've got to have something in you that you're willing to just go for it. You know, I have a lot of fun. I know how to throw my head back and just laugh hysterically. Sometimes when you get knocked down, you just got to laugh. You know, that was crazy. Can't believe it happened. But now I'm going to get up, you know, and keep moving forward and enjoy my life. This is a journey. It's not about the destination. It's a journey. So how's your journey going? What are you willing to do in your journey? What risks are you willing to take? You know, what do you want out of this life? You really got to search deep inside your soul and say, you know, what, you know, I say often, what does Victoria Lowe want? At the end of this game, what do I want? How do I want my story told? And I want people to say, that was a lady that she lived, she laughed, she tried all kinds of things. She got beat up really bad a lot, but she never quit, you know, and she loved on people. You know, I love to serve. There's another part of it. You get so much out of serving and giving. I meet so many people by going to do service projects. You know, this past weekend we had a big community picnic. It was a lot of work. You know, I didn't have to do it. It wasn't to raise any money. It was just to have fun and to see kids and parents out, you know, throwing eggs and tossing water balloons. And, you know, that's part of the journey. So what do you want your story to be like when it's over? That keeps you motivated and keeps you going.
Let's talk about joy for a moment, Victoria, because it sounds like, especially what you're saying about the service part, I mean, a lot of us, you know, we get to a place where we actually get joy out of helping other people. It's not so much, like
right.
you were just saying, about the event. It's not so much about what you're getting out of it, but what you're able to share. What do you hope people are able to take away from that as they look at their own lives? Because I think sometimes we get so distracted by the things, by what we feel like we have to do, or there's these pressures that are on us. And I think about, of course, the blessings in the subtitle of your book, Discovering Your Purpose, Vision, and Blessing. I mean, because a lot of times that is part of the journey. How do you help people to get back to that, where they understand, you know what, just being here today is a gift, and I want to make sure I'm doing the most with it?
Well, see, that's really, really simple. I think we overthink life. I think we take life too serious. To get back to joy, you first have to start with just being grateful for the things you do have. I'm grateful that I got up this morning. First of all, I had a bed to sleep in. I had a roof over my head. I had a hot shower. I got up. My mind, my heart, my liver, my lungs, all that was working today. I could see, I could hear, I could feel, I could taste. That's just a good start. So really what I'm saying is focus on what you do have. Too often we get depressed and we lose our joy because we focus on what we don't have. See, I'm that person, because people see me all the time, like, what are you so happy about? Why are you always happy? I'm like, you know, yes, do I have problems? Yes. Major, big problems. You know, some people will never experience some of the magnitude of problems that I've had with the risk I've taken. But you
right.
won't see that on my face. What you will see is a person who appreciates and I'm grateful for what I do have. I'm grateful for the people I'm around today, so I'm not going to bring them down by sharing all my problems today. I'm going to enjoy the moment, live in this moment, try to be in this moment right now. And you'll be amazed when you put out positive, you attract positive. And things begin to happen for you, you know. So really it's being grateful and then go forward from there instead of just always looking at when I don't have this, I don't have enough money, when the rent's not paid, you know, this, that, and the other. You can just depress yourself by thinking about what you don't have. And, oh, at this age, I thought I'd be here, I thought I'd be there. You know what? You're right here today. So what's good about today? And let's go forward from there thinking positive. I have what I call no more stinking thinking. You know, too many people focus on stinking thinking. I don't believe in that. And it's hard to be around me and be a stinking thinker, because I'll tell you in a minute, oh, way too much stinking thinking for me. Either
right.
you got to switch or I have to go, because I cannot allow myself to be around you too many minutes and you're downloading into me stinking thinking. I need positivity and focused on what you're going to do to change. If you don't like it, what are you going to do to change it? How can I help you? I'm willing to help you, but you got to change it, you know?
Exactly. And I think that again, goes to why this is such an important conversation and why people like you are important, because you're helping us to remember that it's not as bad as sometimes we make it seem. And I think that especially when it comes to appreciating the gift that each of us has been given, and that is life, I think it really helps us to put things in perspective. Victoria Lowe, everyone, is our guest. 10 Spiritual Principles of Successful Women is the title of the book, Discovering Your Purpose, Vision, and Blessing. Victoria, how can our listeners find out more information about you and also get their copy of the book?
Well, the best way to catch up with me is to go to Facebook. We're doing a lot there, and on there, you go to Victoria Lowe, and on there you'll find my blog. You can keep up with me, and we'll be launching a new website. We just started a new ministry called Kingdom at Work, which God gave me a nonprofit staffing company. So instead of doing the for-profit, we're now doing a nonprofit. We also have a ministry called Entrepreneur Spirit. We're raising up entrepreneurs for the kingdom of God to own and possess the land. So if you go to Facebook, that's the best way you can kind of keep track, and then go from there and go to all the different ministries and organizations that we have. And right now it's really focused on your journey to significance. That's my next book that'll come out in the fall. You know, it's really, success is great, but it's really you're walking in your purpose and destiny when you're walking in significance, what you were created to do and you're fulfilled. It's not about money and success. That'll come also, but it's about significance.
Right, so Victoria Lowe on Facebook is where you can stay in contact with her. But again, the title of the book that's out now is 10 Spiritual Principles of Successful Women. And then, of course, as she mentions, a new book coming out in the fall. Victoria, goes without saying, you're welcome back anytime. We look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you, Victoria. I appreciate that. We're going to take a very quick break here. When we come back, we have recording artist Envy is joining us live here on the program for the first time to talk about her musical journey, and also we're going to be debuting new music from Envy as well. You listen to us here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com as well as through dcnowradio.com.
Cassandra, what's wrong with you?
I guess I'm still reeling after that crazy date.
I told you you're wasting your money on that dating service. What was that last one's name?
Richard.
Yeah, the one who asked for a loan after 2 weeks. And then there was Doug the crackhead.
Former crackhead.
Right, somebody put that crack pipe in his briefcase. Really, Cassandra?
In L. Reitha Thomas's new novel, Married in the Nick of Nine, Cassandra Whitmore has it all. But what she really wants is a husband. And she wants to nab him before her 30th birthday. Her determination pays off when she meets Nick Hart. He is everything she could have hoped for. There's only one catch. He lives in New York. Cassandra falls in love and makes the move, but soon discovers there's something rotten in the Big Apple.
Here's what readers are saying about this summer's hottest new novel.
Married in the Nick of Nine was a fantastic book. Once I started reading it, I couldn't put it down.
Anybody who is a reader must get Married in the Nick of Nine.
It was amazing. I loved it. I would buy it again, and I'm definitely going to give it to my girlfriend.
Married in the Nick of Nine, available now on Amazon.com.
Visit Married in the Nick of Nine.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
If you're looking for a recording artist that's ready to show not only her independence, but also, I think, her empowerment, you have no further to look than recording artist Envious. She's making her first appearance here on Conversations Live to talk to us about her musical experience, what it's been like for her to share her music with the world, and also she's introducing a new single here on our show. Envious, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Doing really well. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure. No, you know, one thing, I have been talking with our radio listeners here in Mississippi about you yesterday, MVS, and, of course, we played them a teaser of the single we're going to get to here in a moment, Between My Thighs. Before we get into that, I want to talk about the empowerment, because I think one thing that is great about you is that you are an artist that is not afraid to share herself, I think, with her audience, but also to reveal a little bit about herself as well. When did you first realize your comfort level in your own skin? Because I think you have to have that in order to do what you do today. So when did you first realize that you were okay with who Envious was?
The moment I decided to love myself.
Mm.
It's so cliche when, you know, when we talk about loving ourselves and, you know, really giving ourselves to ourselves, but it was the moment when I decided to stop everything I was doing, look around at my life and look at me in the mirror and accept me for who I am and everything that I possess, my good, bad, and my ugly. And at that point, was when I decided to say, you know what, this is who I am. It's better that I just focus on sharing the truth about myself in order to connect with my audience, because at the end of the day, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for something honest and real.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you about that, because I think, you know, for anybody, and we've talked to a little bit of everybody on this program, Amy, and what was so crazy about this, just last week I had Two Live Crew on the program. They're out with a new album. And one thing that they're on tour right now, and one thing that I thought about with them is, you know, today they would not even be considered a big deal. Back, you know, when they first came out, they were like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe they're saying, you know, the stuff they're saying. I can't believe they're doing what they're doing. But today we've just gotten so used to it. But there's, you know, there's more to them than that. Do you think that's one of the things that people resonate with you about? It's more than just the physical. You actually have something on the inside that people are feeling.
Absolutely. And that's intimacy and the ability to connect with another person. That's what it's all about. You can't be physical with somebody unless you first have a spiritual and emotional connection with them. You have to be on that same wavelength in order to really appreciate the physical aspect of a relationship.
We are, one of the themes that we're discussing this month because of our new issue of the magazine, Envy, is loving the skin you're in. That's one of the things we're talking about. And for me, when I was hearing your music, and we're going to let you introduce the single here in a moment, one thing I thought about was that you are going to help somebody to understand the importance of loving themselves. How has that impacted you? Because I know you've already heard it. I mean, when someone tells you that they have been empowered because of you, what does that feel like?
It feels like the moment when I chose to love myself all over again. I it's like I relive that moment over and over and over again. It's like a wave. It's emotional. It's extremely intense to just know that I've connected with someone and I've kind of shaken them up and allowed them to experience what I experienced, because that's why I'm doing this music. Because I want them to experience what I'm experiencing, so that they know they can experience it for themselves. That's how I bring the truth forward, and that's how I'm able to share what it is that I'm, my message. So that's how it feels to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You asked the question on your website, and I'm going to ask you before we introduce the single here, who is Envious? If someone asked that question to you, how would you hope your music answers that?
I kind of came up with a statement recently. As far as who is Envious.
Mm-hmm.
Envious is bold, she's honest, and she's free.
And
does that answer your question?
It answers my question, and I think those are things that all of our listeners would want to be as well, especially the freedom. I think that is something for all of us, because there's so many things that do bind us, and I think to be able to have that freedom is important. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Envious here on the program. Talk to us about the single Between My Thighs, Envious. How did it come about? And you know, talk to us about what you hope listeners take away from the song.
Okay. Between My Thighs, how it happened was the record, I received the music from a friend of mine who's an incredible producer. And it was all about the energy and the vibe of the music. He actually kind of created, he set the tone for what it was I was going to write about. And I knew right at the top it was going to be an intimate record. I didn't necessarily know it was going to be as bold as me talking about, you know, intimacy between my thighs. But it kind of just went there, and I just wanted to make a statement. And I wanted to make sure that people understood based on what, not necessarily just lyrically what I was saying, but how I was delivering it melodically and the tone that I used. I wanted them to understand that it was more than just a physical connection. And so when I'm talking in my lyrics in this record, it's about me encouraging this person to take their time with loving me. And that's what this is about. And you know what? Sometimes there's nothing wrong with teaching a little bit, because, you know, when you're getting to know somebody, you know, we're learning. It's a learning process, right?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Learn how to take care of me. Let's learn how to take care of each other. And that's what this is about.
Well, since we have you here with us, MBS, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce the single for us?
Well, you're listening to my new single, Between My Thighs, by MBS. Check it out.
I like that.
blogtalkradio.com and dcnow.com, I'm sorry, dcnowradio.com with her single Beneath My Thighs. We actually are joined by the artist right now. NVS is with us. NVS, there will be those who will look to you and say, you know what, she is helping me to find my own voice. And I think we always ask our guests on the program, what do you hope when people hear your music, when they get to meet you, when they get to get a sense of who you are? What do you hope that does to help them on their own journey to find out who they are?
I hope that if anything, it inspires them and it reassures them that, you know, cause, you know, on the journey to self-discovery, it's scary. You know, it means it's letting go of a lot of things, comfort zones, what you think you are, what you think you want to be, to kind of like go in and go deep and understand the self and really explore that. And I hope that through my example and through my music and just through my life and what I'm able to share with those who are willing to listen, I just hope that they get that reassurance that it's okay. It's a journey and it's scary and you're going to have ups and downs, but it's okay. But the only way you're going to be happy and fulfilled is if you honor yourself and be true to who you are.
All right. I think that's great advice. Again, NBS, everyone, is our guest. Between My Thighs is the single you heard here. NBS, let our listeners know how to be able to stay in contact with you.
Well, all my social networking sites are tagged Who is NVS, and then, of course, my website as well is whoisnvs.com. So you can catch up with me on Twitter, on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, on YouTube, and, of course, the website. So
right.
Hit me up any which way.
All right, NVS, thank you so much for being on the program. I really do appreciate it, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Likewise. Thanks a lot, Cyrus.
All right, no problem. Now, if you missed any part of my conversation with NBS or even our first guest of this afternoon, Victoria Lowe, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. If you also follow me on Twitter or are friends with me on Facebook, you can find the link there as well. On Twitter, it's at Cyrus Webb, CyrusWebb, is where you can go. The link's already there. Just click on the link. You'll be able to listen to the podcast completely for free and also share it from there as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. Keep in mind, I'll be back for the primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern, at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific time for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, my name is Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure to take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.